Time now for the sunny side of sports with the mighty Douglas Mpuga sitting in for Sunny. Hello, Douglas.
Hello, Yahayas.
So what's on the sports menu this evening?
Well, we'll kick off with African football, Yahayas. Thank you.
Thank you.
In this week's friendly soccer matches, Uganda pulled off a stunning 1-0 win in Nigeria. Farouk Mia's close-range shot deflected in 9 minutes from time. The match was played in the Nigerian southern city of Uyo. Uyo is Nigerian's goalkeeper and captain Vincent Enyama's hometown. Enyama became only the second Nigerian to win 100 caps, and he was presented with the trophy before the match. He now joins Joseph Yobo on 100 caps for Nigeria. Enyama is likely to beat the record when the Super Eagles play South Africa on Sunday. The 32-year-old player is the fourth African goalkeeper to win 100 caps after three Egyptians, Esam El Hadary, Nadal Al Sayed, and Ahmed Shaboy previously achieved that feat. After the match, Nigerian Football Federation President Amaju was reportedly critical of the Super Eagles squad, which was led by caretaker coach Daniel Amakachi. Meanwhile, the Zambian national team has survived facing FIFA sanctions after their government paid former national football coach Dario Bonetti. Frenchman Bonetti, who was in charge of Chipolopolo from July 2010 to October 2011, had been owed nearly $500,000. Bonetti was sacked with 9 months left on his deal, despite qualifying for the 2012 Africa Cup of Nations. He lodged a complaint against the Zambian Football Association with FIFA, and a hearing had been set for August. Following Zimbabwe's expulsion from the 2018 World Cup qualifiers for failing to pay former coach Jose Claudini Giorgini, there were fears Zambia could face an international ban if they did not pay Bonetti. Now, for more sports news, let's go to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Marco Uma.
We begin with football. Egypt beat Equatorial Guinea 2-0 in Cairo as Qatar edged Algeria 1-0 in Doha, and African champions Ivory Coast beat Angola 2-0 in friendlies played on Thursday. Elsewhere, Japan hosts Tunisia as Gambia welcome Mauritania today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Ghana plays Senegal. Comoro Islands engage Madagascar. Mauritius play Togo. Seychelles face Kenya. The Democratic Republic of Congo engage Iraq. And Morocco welcome Uruguay. On Sunday, Ivory Coast host Equatorial Guinea. Zambia play Rwanda. Tanzania host Malawi. South Africa play Nigeria. And Botswana engage Mozambique. Morocco play Djibouti in a beach soccer encounter. While in women's football, Egypt host Kenya in Cairo. In rugby, South Africa play Argentina, France, and Japan in Group C action at the three-day IRB series in Hong Kong, China today, Friday. In Group D, Kenya face the United States of America, England, and Wales. In cricket, Ghana play Namibia, Botswana face Kenya, and Tanzania engage Uganda at the start of the ICC African 2020 Championships in Benoni, South Africa today, Friday. Tomorrow, Saturday, Botswana face Namibia, Ghana play Tanzania, and Kenya engage Uganda on Sunday, Namibia face Tanzania, Botswana challenge Uganda as Ghana encounter Kenya. In boxing, Ghanaian Emmanuel Tagoa fights Gilbert Reyes of the Philippines for the WBA International Lightweight title in Accra, Ghana today, Friday. Turning to athletics, defending champion Emily Chebet and Bedan Karoki lead Kenya's charge to retain the women's and men's team title at the IAAF World Cross Country Championships in Guiyang, China tomorrow, Saturday. Ugandan World Junior 10,000 meter champion Joshua Chep Tegay looks the strongest candidate to challenge the Kenyan monopoly of the junior men's crown, while the Kenyans are expected to dominate the junior women's event. The Kenyan party could also be disrupted by their perennial rivals from Ethiopia and Eritrea. The winner of the senior men's and women's races gets $30,000 each, with prize money going to the top six finishers in each event. The team prize winners share $20,000. In all, $280,000 are up for grabs for top performances.
That was Daybreak Africa's Mark Ouma reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa. Thanks, Mark.
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
In athletics, Sportsimo Prague Half Marathon is on this Saturday. Among the elite runners, there is Kenya's Leonard Komen, who will be competing in his second half marathon at this event. The energetic Andy Edwards caught up with Komen in Prague, and here is Andy.
Talking with Leonard Komen, who's going to be running, well, the second half marathon of his career. That's the Sportsimo Prague Half Marathon this Saturday. And Leonard, you made a very good debut in the marathon a year ago in Berlin, 59 minutes 14. That's impressive going. How do you see yourself? Do you see yourself as an all-round distance runner? Because you're fastest man ever at 10K. Is this all part of your portfolio of running?
Yeah, I think it's my part of performance and career. And when I start running, I feel that I want to be a man like other men who ran faster on that times, like Paul Target and others. And to my focus and vision is to climb slowly from 10K, 15 kilometers, and half marathon to go to marathon. And now I'm on a third stage, which is half marathon, and I feel that I want to do something.
That's very interesting. You talk about Paul Turgat, who had such all-round ability, 5 world cross-country titles, then breaking the world marathon record, and, of course, silver medals at 10,000 in the Olympics. Is he somebody that you really aspire to emulate, to try and achieve what he achieved in his career and, indeed, at the marathon?
Yeah, when I was young, I keep listening all the time sports, and the only name that I always... he had his Paul Target, and that inspired me a lot. And one day I thought that why not me? I can do this. So when I was young, I started training slowly from primary school, secondary school. Now when I finish secondary school, it's where I realized that, oh, I can do it. No, the first year in 2006 is where I made my vision to run cross-country, my first time, which is I went to Japan, and to make my first time, I got a silver medal, and continue for 5 years without failing to go for world cross-country. Not yet acquire gold medal, but I really tried. When I moved from junior to senior in 2008, I also got a silver medal. And 2009, I was number fourth. And 2010, also, I was number fourth. So I really tried to be like him, but it was difficult because at that time, I had a big champion like Pekele and others. So it was too hard for me to get position, but I really tried.
Anyone listening to just that would say, what a meticulous, careful planner you are of your career. How do you plan the next step, which people would say, well, inevitably, you've got all the talent to be a really top marathon runner?
Yeah, now, after I finish running cross-country, it's where I thought that if it was difficult for me to compete on cross-country, why not I change to road races? Like him also, he moved from cross-country track and went to road races. And he did well. He made world record in half marathon and two marathon. So my focus on my training is that I want also to move to road races and make the same he did. So that's why I start with the 10K, and I'm happy that I make it to make world record and also 15 kilometers. But I was still continue doing it. That's the plan that I had, and I moved to half marathon last year. Unfortunately, I didn't, but I still have confidence that I will make it.
Well, just one more question, just to look ahead at that Prague half marathon on Saturday. Is there any sense of a burden, the fact that people say, well, you're the fastest man in the field, you're expected to win, a lot of talk about you breaking the course record, which would mean going under 59 minutes. Is that a weight on your shoulders?
Yeah, I think most of my fans are waiting for me on Saturday to do something for them. And I'm not sleeping. I'm thinking a lot about that. And I hope that on Saturday I'm going to fulfill their hearts and their needs. And my plan is to make sure that I can't make them... I cannot make them lose confidence on me.
Well, Leonard, we hope at least you get a little respite after this interview. Enjoy the rest, take what rest you can, and all the best for the Sportissimo Prague Half Marathon on Saturday. Leonard Komen of Kenya, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Andy. That was Andy Edwards reporting from Prague. Now, finally, Stephen Keshi will return to take charge of Nigeria following lengthy contractual talks, according to the Nigerian Football Federation. The 53-year-old, who initially took charge of the team in November 2011, has been offered a new two-year deal. His previous contract ran out after last year's World Cup in Brazil, where Nigeria reached the second round stage. During his first spell in charge, Keshi won the 2013 Africa Cup of Nations. Keshi won also the Nations Cup as a player with Nigeria in 1994. Despite his World Cup and Nations Cup feats, he failed to qualify Nigeria for the recent Africa Cup of Nations in Equatorial Guinea. And that's it for this edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. I'm Douglas Impoga. Sunny will be back on Monday. Now back to you, Yahias.
Thank you, Douglas. And listen.